If you could be known for only one thing, what would it be?
If I can only be known for one thing, I want to be known as a great dad.
What's the greatest lesson in leadership you've learned as an entrepreneur?
The greatest lesson in leadership I've learned as an entrepreneur that is the number one quality in a leader is you're dangerous. And that is so politically incorrect to say in our modern world where everybody's so focused on safety. But if you are not dangerous enough to cut the cancer out, then you must exist and your business must exist with cancer. If you are not dangerous enough to protect the people that choose to follow you, then you are not worth following. A leader must be dangerous. Anywhere where there's a paradox, there's truth, and that's where you can have faith.
What personal characteristic has been most pivotal to your success?
I have a radical and masochistic eagerness to learn, and I'm able to walk a mile in other people's shoes. Like I don't get stuck in the beliefs of others. I appreciate them and I respect them and I value them and I like hearing what they believe and where they came from. But as soon as I hear something compelling, I find out who their enemies are and I go listen to them too. And normally you find wisdom on both sides.
I love it. Very profound. I like to mix in a little fun too. I got some random question cards. Tell me when to stop cutting the deck.
Stop.
All right, top question. All right, which American landmark would you most like to see?
Natural or human?
Could be either.
Haven't been to Mount Shasta, so I want to go there. I've heard it's a very spiritual place.
Excellent. What is one tip or trick that investors can implement in their business today? I know you said you don't like tricks, but we'll just
Yeah,
stick with the program and see what comes out.
tricks are for hookers. I'm more of a marriage type.
Ah,
And
all right.
I'll give you my answer to it as well. Invest in what you understand. Like my main investment, I have lots of different investments, but my main investment, and probably 90 to 95% of my wealth is in and around real estate. And so, I understand real estate and I understand people. And so I invest in real estate businesses where there's amazing people that I get to work with, and that translates into real estate assets. So, and then I would say another one, just because there's no secret. It's always a science. There's lots of ingredients to bake anything, right? Know what you're investing for. Are you investing for cash flow? Are you investing for tax abatements? Are you investing for inflation protection? And that's another reason I stay to real estate, is it checks that box as well. I look at real estate and I say, oh wow, the forefathers, they were all landowners. What did they do? They protected real estate. Wow, I'll stay there. Oh, there's cash flow, there's tax abatements, and there's an inflation hedge. Like, and they're not making any more of it. So, invest in what you know. Like, if you are a technology person, you should focus there. All these people. Oh, and we could do 10 more podcasts on this subject, but I need to say this. Sorry, you triggered me in something. If you go to a doctor, you need a brain surgery, you have to go to an expert, right? Right. If you need a mechanic, you go to an expert. But if you're looking to invest, when you go to the experts, you'll find that they're rich and their clients aren't. And that is generally, I would say, 99% true. Like, if you go get a 7% return in the stock market, but you got feed at like 4%, and then you measure real inflation, you're behind. So you need to do your own investing. Don't entrust an expert with your future, because they'll make it theirs. Investing is the only place in the world where you don't get to trust experts.
Yeah, very dangerous. Can you name a book that's helped forge you as a leader or as an entrepreneur, and why? I know you've already named a few. You named Titan, which I've read. Excellent book.
I would say The Goal by Eli Goldratt is one of my favorite books. It talks about throughput, capacity, constraints, bottlenecks, and things like that. And it does it in the form of story. But I'm going to give you another freebie as well on top of that. Go read anything by Alison Armstrong, whether it's The Keys to the Kingdom or The Queen's Code, because business today is men and women. And if you go read, like, Alison is not a business gal, but she's probably one of the top neuroscientists and social psychologists out there that studied men and women. And if you're going to work in a business, you should know the benefits of the genders. You should know the benefits of how to work with men, how to work with women, how to understand the masculine and the feminine. And all of my companies are run by amazing women. There's a reason for that. And it's because of how they focus, their diffused awareness. So anything by Alison Armstrong and The Goal.
All right, just one more. Can you send us out with a quote to help forge listeners as leaders and entrepreneurs?
Yes. Most people get into entrepreneurship because they're focused on ownership, yet they don't know the meaning of the word. Ownership does not beget possession. Ownership begets an obligation for responsibility, and that responsibility begets possession. So if you want to be an owner, the first thing you need is to be responsible, and then you'll have the possessions.
All right. Well, Preston, I want to thank you for taking the time to talk to our audience today, sharing your knowledge and insights. Beautiful and profound interview. Just want to make sure everybody has an opportunity to reach out to you. So, email, website, carrier pigeon, smoke signals. What's the best way for our listeners to reach out to Preston Brown?
So, free gift for all your listeners. I have a master class. It's completely free, and it will help them identify which of the seven stages of business they are in. And it will teach them a problem-solving formula where they can use those five steps that I told you through a very simple problem-solving filter, which will help any of them become successful. Full disclosure, that's at automateyou.com. And they can also go to my website, theprestonbrown.com, or any of my social medias that are the Preston Brown. But that one thing will change your life. You go there, you listen to that master class, you use it. In 10 years, you will be rich, you will be free. If you want to accelerate and go faster, there will be some courses available that you can download. And I think you probably get all of them for like $1,000 or something. But
Yeah, beautiful stuff. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to come in here today and look forward to seeing that book when it comes out.
thank you, George. Appreciate you having me.
All right.